Welcome back to Insights from Sight Loss Friendly Church with Matthew Horspool and Lynn Davis. And coming up this time, in a slight change to the normal format, we're going to be talking about Thy Kingdom Come.
Thy Kingdom Come is used in the time between Ascension and Pentecost. And it will also be a way for listeners to get to know a little bit more about Torch's resources and how we make things available to our clients.
That's right. So joining us on the line is a visitor to the podcast, Karen Mallinson, who's our client services and resources team leader here at Torch. Karen, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you. It's good to be with you.
And Lynn said a little bit about Thy Kingdom Come. Could you maybe tell us a couple more sentences about Thy Kingdom Come? What is it?
Yeah, sure, Matthew. So Thy Kingdom Come is a global prayer movement. It started in 2016 and is now extended beyond this country to over 150 countries throughout the world. And it's an annual opportunity for us to be able to pray for people we want to come to know Jesus.
That's wonderful. And the reason why we're talking about Thy Kingdom Come on this podcast is because Torch is working with Thy Kingdom Come, aren't we? So what is it exactly that we're doing with Thy Kingdom Come?
Yeah, so this is the second year that we've worked with Thy Kingdom Come. As part of their initiative, Thy Kingdom Come produce several resources. One of those, a key resource, is their prayer journal, which is a booklet this year written by the Archbishop of Canterbury, which encourages us to pray for our friends. And it includes reflections, short Bible passages, responses and prayers. And the Thy Kingdom Come initiative is very, very keen that their resources are made accessible to as many people as possible. So since last year, we've been partnering with them to produce the prayer journal in Braille. And that is now what we are making available.
That's brilliant. And just give us a sense, if you could, of how big is that? I mean, it's just a fairly slim volume, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fairly slim volume that's easy to read in Braille. As I say, we've done it now for the second year running, and last year it proved very, very popular. Each Bible passage is very, very short. It's included within the document itself. There is, as I say, short reflections on themes like breath, dove of peace, the comforter, lots of different things to help us really think and pray.
That's wonderful. So if people want to order the prayer journal in Braille, how much does it cost and where do they get it from? How do they do it?
Okay, well, the good news is it's absolutely free and they can get it in two ways. One, they can either call us on Monday to Thursday on 01858 438 260 or they can send an email to Torch at info@torchtrust.org. We do the Braille version only, but there are other accessible formats, large print and audio are available from Thy Kingdom Come themselves. And if you'd like me to give the website address for that, I can do that. It's thykingdomcome.global.
That's brilliant. I was going to ask where people get large print and audio from, so it's really good to know that that is also available. Well, Karen, thanks very much for joining us on the podcast. I don't think there's anything else to ask, but just to say that all of that information will, of course, be made available in the show notes of this podcast. If you missed a number or missed a website address, then have a look in the show notes.
That's great. Thanks ever so much, Matthew and Lynn.
Well, that was very interesting hearing from Karen from the client services team. And, you know, I might actually order the Thy Kingdom Come prayer journal this year. And I say that not necessarily because I work for Torch, although, of course, I do work for Torch, but because last year when it was released, I sort of thought, yeah, well, maybe I should order it. But I've got so used to things not being available that I sort of don't really know what to do when something is available.
I know exactly what you mean. And I was sitting here thinking the same thing because I don't know if my church will use Thy Kingdom Come. They haven't in previous years, at least when I have been a member. But it's something that would be nice to have. And the prayer journal might make me reflect on things because it's a very special period in the Christian calendar as well. And yeah, just I think it's important that those of us who actually use Braille, that we do use those resources because maybe even if we don't need them necessarily that much for our church or anything like that, it's just nice that they are available and actually use the resources that are available so that they don't dry up, so to speak, and become unavailable again because nobody's using them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Thy Kingdom Come's a good place to start because it's a free resource, and therefore, you know, you've not lost anything. If you get it and it's actually, you find it's not terribly useful to you, then, well, I mean, the worst that's happened is a small part of a tree has been felled unnecessarily and a bit of fuel wasted in the post van. But yeah, it's that whole concept, isn't it, though, of I go to church and I know about church, as in the building, as in the service, as in everything else. And I know about personal prayer, but all of this stuff, I mean, it's not just Thy Kingdom Come. There's Bible reading notes, there's devotionals, there's magazines, there's Christian books. I just don't access any of this stuff. I think possibly you do a little bit, but to what extent?
Well, so I like to have a good devotional every morning when I wake up, or sort of shortly after I wake up, because they set a sort of mood for the day. I like to have something to reflect on in the morning. And I use the YouVersion Bible app, which is great for resources like that. And it's very inclusive. And I like things that are not necessarily designed for blind people, but which design includes me and allows me to use it to the same extent as sighted people. And yeah, there are all kinds of devotionals there. So I can really recommend that one if you are a smartphone user, if you like devotionals and if you want to get into that. And they range from shorter to longer, but I've never seen a devotional that takes more than like 10, 15 minutes. And that's usually when you are in groups and you read them and you discuss them maybe. But when you're on your own, it's just nice to have a few minutes of reflections each morning. So I find that they are something I cherish and it's part of my day. And when I don't do a devotional, I almost feel like something is missing because it sort of becomes part of your routine.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder if this is the difference between someone who was born blind and has always been a Christian and someone who was born blind and recently sort of rediscovered Christianity. Because, of course, I went through church as a child, as a teenager, and I saw other people using devotionals. But I suppose there was always a sense of, oh, well, this is going to be too difficult to put into Braille. And, oh, well, I mean, of course, you know, when I was a child, reading on a smartphone wasn't really an option. I mean, email was an option if you could persuade somebody to send them, but hardly anybody knew how to send email. And so I think it was just, I've just got this mentality of, oh, well, it's too difficult, really. But, you know, you can do church without the devotionals and you don't really need them. And so I've just sort of stuck with it.
Oh, you absolutely can. I think for me, when I re-entered Christianity, if you like, because I don't necessarily see myself as becoming a Christian. I think I was a Christian and then I denied it and then I sort of made a conscious effort again. I really wanted to connect with the faith on a very different level because, as you say, you know, I've grown up with it. I didn't even know devotionals were a thing until I started attending church. And back then, it was around sort of the late noughties, beginning of the tens. And email devotionals were a big thing. So you could sign up to receive automatic email devotionals every day from different providers. But then, of course, I discovered the YouVersion Bible app and it just made devotionals accessible on a whole new level. And I'm one of these modern, in quotation mark, Christians, you know, like now mindfulness and meditation and all of that is really, really popular. And I feel that the devotions sort of tie into that for me and is sort of the Christian version of that culture in a sense. And I really, really like that. And it suits the way that I practice my faith.
Yes. So in addition to the devotionals that are available by smartphone and by email, there are also many resources available through Torch. We have devotionals. We have Every Day with Jesus and we have Daily Bread. And we have New Daylight. We also make magazines available. We have Premier Christianity, for example. We have various courses like the Pilgrim courses, the York courses, the Alpha course, and we have various books. And they're all available in large print or braille or audio. And they're available at the standard price. So if something costs £10 in a regular shop, the braille version, the large print and the audio will cost £10 from Torch. And our large print at Torch is very, very large. It starts at 17-point, which is about 1 point size above where they would be in the bookshops. The bookshop large print tends to be about 16-point. We start at 17-point and we go right the way up through 20, 25 and 30 points. So we would encourage you, even if you have someone in your congregation who says, well, I don't read large print, you know, try them with our large print because it might work for them. And of course, we can send a size guide out. All of this, of course, a benefit of signing up to our Sight Loss Friendly Church scheme. And you can visit the website for more information about that. Just to finish, though, if you have got someone in your congregation who you think would benefit from these resources, but just doesn't seem to want them, I mean, I'd be a classic case of them. I'd just go, well, it's a nice thought, but no, not really. I think it's all right for me. As somebody who does benefit from these resources, Liam, what would you say to me to try and make me change my mind?
I would just say you have to try it and see whether it is really for you, because you may be thinking that it's not for you, which I'm a little bit like that in a sense, because I got devotionals available to me and why should I be using these other resources? But you know what? I just think that try it. And like you said, if you don't like it, then there's no love lost, no bad blood. And if you do like it, then maybe it could be a start of getting into a new habit with devotionals. And you can only know which one it's going to be if you try. And that's all we've got time for this episode. If you have any comments or questions, as usual, get in touch with us by phoning 01858 438 260 or email slfc@torchtrust.org. SLFC stands for Sight Loss Friendly Church. Or alternatively, you can go to our website at www.torchtrust.org. From me, Lynn Davis, and Matthew Horspool, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.